Hello everyone, we're continuing with our writers' meeting and we're here in a live stream on Michael Lightman's page. Hello everyone. In our meetings on Friday, we're continuing to talk about our social research, how we're planning social research to check the connection between our connection to social systems, many other things, and we'll allow Dr. Guy Yitzchakov to continue. Hello, everyone. Hello, Rav. We're continuing with our series of verifications that we started last week. And today, our goal is to verify what the theoretical model is that we want to research throughout this research. I'll give a little introduction. Every theory has basic theories. For example, human behavior. No theory can explain all the possible behaviors, so we usually define a few basic things. Like we're talking about a relevant model, only if a certain statistic of citizens goes above a certain level of unemployment. We want to understand and define here today the terms that our model includes, and especially what the chain is, the process that we're going to verify, that the integral education generates these positive results, how it generates them and why it generates them. So I want to, before I begin my questions, maybe you have a few words to say, Rav. I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm not in that line of thought at all. For me, the basic foundations are different and have nothing to do with unemployment rates or standard of living, etc. I don't work with those numbers. So it's difficult for us to be there. I just see how the ego in our time is replacing its dressing. Before, it used to dress on nations being at their borders and fighting over the borders to conquer this or that, to define new borders. Therefore, the ego was always standing on the border between each country and each nation. Over the last 80 years, we see that it's all passé. And instead of that, we have another overcoming, one from the other, not so much between the nations, but rather between the regimes, maybe. Also nations, but not because of the land they're fighting, but because of control over the planet. And here we see a different game. We also see, like now, between China and the US. And apparently, in the near future, the world will be divided more and more until who knows what will happen. I don't know how to bring closer the correction of the ego of man, which is what needs to happen, from evil inclination to the current political framework. It's really two polars. The more we develop, the more they are getting distant from each other. And I don't see some way to bring them closer together. To bring them together and find some place to discuss. If we take a more narrow perspective, not between nations, but rather processes inside a country, the citizens of a specific country, say Israel, we're actually coming and saying, we have a method. This method is called integral education. With this method, we can bring people closer together. Is that correct? I hope so. We have the method, of course, and we can implement it. So this is precisely what we want to come and try to verify, that it won't be just talk, but actually let's verify it. Now, throughout the week, when you spoke to Chaim and Norma, on another relevant topic, I understood from you that there's a process, and I want to see if I understood correctly. What I actually heard you say was that the process of integral education provides a person with psychological and emotional cognitive needs, a self-worth that actually fills a person and causes him to be a normal citizen. He understands what's going on. He doesn't go out to protest. They maintain order. This is the opposite of what we're seeing today. Out of frustration, people are starting to go out and protest and do things on their own. We have a method to calm people down. Is this the right direction? Is this what we're talking about, actually? The influence of the integral education? In the first step, yes. First of all, to calm down. To show that we have a method that acts for his sake, for his benefit. What about our method is good for a person? What will it provide? What need will it provide to the person himself, an average person that goes through it? First of all, we need to see how we provide him with basic needs. Of course, without that, we can't do this. That has nothing to do with the level of human, but the animate level. After we provided him with basic necessities, the person gets a scholarship, he takes part in the educational process. What psychological means do we provide him with? Why, with the help of this method, he won't go out and protest? Just because he had a scholarship? No. But it also depends. This is the first necessity. The second necessity is that in order to get a scholarship, he is called a student, an active student. Doesn't matter what we call it. Let's say a citizen. And his obligation is to study. Which world he's in. And then he'll study about the system of the world. Of course, it has nothing to do with religion. And this is how gradually he'll understand that all of nature is integral, and also the future of humanity must reach, humanity must reach the same integral form like nature, that there's no other way. The equivalence of form must take place. And this is what we must teach him, prove to him, and demand from him, at least theoretically, that he'll know it well. What does this knowledge, this theoretical intelligence help a person be calmer, feeling a meaning? Is there a connection between these things? There is a connection, because we're telling him, we're showing him through all kinds of movies and exercises that the world is integral, and this is what's ahead of us, above us. So we have no choice whether we want to receive it or not. But nature controls us. So it would be beneficial for us to reach identification with nature, to live a nice, calm life. The fact that I, as a participant in the integral education, I understand that nature controls me in the integral system. What's happening inside myself? I'm becoming more satisfied, calmer. What does it do to me? It organizes things in the way I relate to the importance of things in front of me. And apart from that, it also gives me the ability to choose a direction, because nature at the end of the day will win. And if I go against nature, then sooner or later I'll get slapped. And more than that, and then it won't be worth for me to go against to go in a direction against nature. So what does it call inside this process to go along with nature practically? To go towards good connection among all parts of creation, mainly between people, because what happens between people influences everyone else. So we need to go in this direction. That's the beneficial direction. Then we will truly escape from all the blows that we caused nature over these last decades, that we did whatever we wanted. So if I understand correctly, I, as a participant, we spoke about this last week. I don't study by myself. I study in a group, the processes that nature puts us through. I get knowledge, but something inside me also changes psychologically. What do I feel apart from what I know? I teach this in a group. I can teach it in any nation, any country, anyone who's for or against, but it just has to be through logic and not because we got something from above, only based on logic. And that's it. And then we all go into a talk, a verification of the nation, and through this, it's brought to the people. It's connected to this phase that we're going through that we still haven't finished. Why did we go into it? And what can we expect up ahead, etc.? Meaning there's a cognitive, intellectual process that influences the emotions, for sure. So the first phase in the model is a cognitive influence in my thoughts. I get smarter. And afterward, we get to inner things and the emotions. Yes. Okay. This I want to verify. Avir, you want to ask? Yes. Rav, what changes in our emotions? What will change? We didn't talk about emotions. Okay, sorry. You said after the intellectual part, no feelings. Wait. We're talking about the approach to a completely strange target audience. They're very varied. I don't want to talk about emotions, otherwise we won't find ourselves. Every second somebody has a new emotion. We want to talk from what we have in life, what we promise to ourselves, how we promise to ourselves good life. First of all, our tummy, health, family, all kinds of things, secured income, vacation, small things, but at the level that today there's uncertainty about what will happen. We need to assure ourselves that we have this basic existence, first of all, and nothing else. Food, sex, family. All the people are going through a similar process, a different process. They're sitting in a class and learning, or in a group and learning. Are they all learning the same material? We're learning the same material. We're going over the same phases. But we're not so different from each other in that, because we're still talking about the animate level. This is what a person needs, food, sex, and family. This is what animals have instinctively. So we promise to him this basic existence with this scholarship, right? This gives him basic, and the scholarship is on the condition that he studies. But first of all, we promise to him his basic needs with the help of the scholarship. So we'll put that aside for a second. Now we're starting a process of increasing his mind, of studying, right? And in this studying, he's acquiring more knowledge, he becomes smarter, of course. I'm trying to explain the process that that person is going through. He's studying a bit of history, geography, acts between people, countries, etc. To put him a little bit more into that he's somebody from the people that went through all kinds of stages in his development, and what we see and what we can see from this development, when there's good things, when there's bad things, what happened, what happens in general to humanity, what's happening with our nature, our egoistic nature, why do we know that we have to do good, but there's something in us not allowing us to do good, that I'm always standing in a way that I'm against the other. And here there's articles, excerpts from Baal HaSulam, Rabash, that we can study without even saying it's from there, but still start gradually teaching them this approach, this perspective, this correct perspective of what we're going through. So you reminded us now that I get these items, these insights, I know I can implement this integralness. Of course, I am the only one. The human species are the only part in nature that are against nature itself, that all the other levels carry out the integralness in an instinctive way. So is the goal of these insights that we give in our method to a person in the street that goes into this process is that at the end of the day, he'll understand that he's the one that can't carry them out? Yes, of course. This is called evil inclination. At the corporal level, like a wolf, doesn't eat more than he needs to eat. A person can't stop himself and continues to eat everyone. And this is called his ego, above what there is. And then we say, let's first build a look at humanity, that we're like a bunch of wolves. Not more than this. That's enough. And this is how we already begin to see where the ego begins. The ego begins not from me needing a cup of coffee or other necessities. The necessities we can define in a very nice way. We have the ability today to do everything, but in such a way that we don't destroy nature, that we understand that we're not destroying, and we're not destroying human society. We're not going into competition because we all have that. But what are we living from? And here we have a question. If I'm not arguing with you, if I'm not struggling with you, then I have no pain and I have no pleasure. I don't feel that I have a taste in life. It's like in a family. Sometimes you feel the need for conflict to feel that there's a connection. The connection can't be except above the conflict, right, Shelley? It's obligatory. That's nature. How we do it in such a way that we take this pleasure out without the conflict. So it's not between us, but rather everyone with his own nature. The Creator gave us evil inclination. So by arguing with him, we'll feel pleasure and satisfaction. So I want to see if I understood correctly. We're suggesting a method that, first of all, gives a person wider knowledge. Yes. Afterwards, a person understands that he is opposite, and not only that, he can't even implement the correct lifestyle. He becomes frustrated, and then we actually took all his inner fulfillment. Yes. We emptied him out completely from his satisfaction. He used to be satisfied from overcoming other people. So now we're emptying him out completely. He can't fill himself. How do we compensate? How does our method compensate for this emptiness? Here it's individual compensation and collective and also upper compensation. In the personal one, he starts to feel that in this he promises himself and his environment the most secure existence. I, my family, and all those things. In the national compensation or social compensation, surely I'll provide each nation with a foundation on which we can exist. And I'm not going into conflict with anything. Look what's happening today. We used to argue like in the industrial era. Then there was the financial. Today, you see what's happening. What's the difference between the Americans and the Chinese? What's there to argue about? Okay, later. So there's a very special topic here. Many of the methods say, let's take a group of people, connect them, and see that something improves. We're talking about a linear change. There's an increase and another increase and an increase. We're coming and saying, if I understand correctly here, there's a different process. A person at the beginning will get knowledge, and from that, he'll feel frustrated. He'll reach a breaking point, and only afterward, he'll start reaching the internal feeling that we're talking about. The issue is, what are we providing to the person? A person lives from pleasure. Apart from an animal, above that, what pleasure does he have? Give him medals, like Balasuram says. Give him social appreciation. How do we reach an education where he first of all understands that first of all there is no other way? Satisfaction of his desires, Balasuram talks about that. There's no choice, there's no other way. In our world, in our time, it's impossible to exist any other way. That's the first thing. The second thing, how he provides himself, how he fills his desires. This needs to be arranged. Rav, when we look at these processes, we want to understand what causes what. Does the knowledge that a person acquire bring him to a behavioral change, or does the knowledge bring to internal processes inside a person, inside society, that bring to a change of behavior? The knowledge that he receives in an organized society, like a group of students, any group of students. But because they study together, if you arrange them to have the correct absorption of very specific material, this begins to bring them closer together, and they all understand that they need to act in a certain direction together, that precisely the togetherness gives them forces to arrange their new life. This understanding that they need to work together and create a new life, it happens because they go through an emotional process together, or each one toward the group. Emotional, of course, because they understand it's impossible to live any other way, either like Chinese or like Americans. Both are going to knock themselves out, each toward the other and each toward itself. This is what we're heading towards. In both these approaches, the Chinese approach, communistic approach, control, Nazi, whatever you want to call it, and also the American control, capitalism, etc., whatever you want to say, both of them are telling us that it's the end of all human development in an egoistic manner, because this is what happens. One developed ego through the country, and the other developed ego. One did it through society, and the other did it through the financial part of the country. And that's why one are opposite the other. To create a model, we need to show reasoning. What causes what? We have a process of integral education that brings a cognitive or intelligent or attitude approach. What's the right way to live, the wrong way to live, and this brings about a change in behavior. I want to break it down more if possible. What in the process of integral education changes a person? What change happens in a person? Does he feel more connected to the group? Does he feel that he has more meaning than before? Does he feel that what he defined before in his human development? Can you break it down? We spoke about this previously and many times in the past. We also started today that our goal is to reach identification with nature, integral connection with nature, and this can only be on the condition that we'll be like wolves. What wolves will we be? It's not that it's one-on-one. We can't be wolves one to the other. They're very tight. They're very friendly to each other. They have hierarchy. They're organized, everything. We need to feel that we're against our ego. We need to all be connected. If we crash, our ego will eat us. It's like an external enemy that eats human society. And at all the levels, it ruins our life. And then towards my friends in the process, what do I feel? What feeling do I have toward the people with me in the process? That you can't be one, each on his own. You won't understand each other. Meaning, I'll feel the opposite of belonging at first. I'll feel a disconnection. Yes, but always we have a disconnection, connection, disconnection, connection, and we always need to direct ourselves to the middle line. But I understand that we got a bit away from what Guy was talking about.
Ken?
We're still trying to give an answer to the question that Guy feels is missing. Maybe, Guy, you can add. There is a missing chain. There's a missing link. There's something happens in the brain, and there's a result. There's no connection between the two things. There's no connection between the egoistic existence that we understand instinctively, we exist like that, and an existence above the ego that we need to determine. And it's clear that if we reach that, we would succeed. But how? I want to give some insight that I have in my head. Let's tell me if it's realistic, an ideal in my head. It's that we'll be able to draw up a model without going into the internal parts, a sense to sense, but say we have a method that it, first of all, it provides a person, it widens his mind, he becomes smarter, more knowledgeable. There's no problem to show that. That I understand. Now, as a result of that, and then the next cause, as a result of the widening of his knowledge, expansion of knowledge, internal changes start to take place in a person, emotional resilience, feeling of belonging. He used to be frustrated that he couldn't overcome. I'm talking macro. He goes through positive internal processes emotionally. And this is expressed in change of behavior. He becomes more normative, contributing to society, contributing to others, not destroying the country. This is the vision that we'll be able to draw up a model of terms like this, that everyone is familiar with these terms. But I want to understand if this is what we're talking about here. We can implement it even actually and tell people, look what needs to happen in a systematic way, this and this and this, against those same blows that we receive from nature. And we'll receive from nature, apart from virus, heat, and all the other blows of Egypt. Heat waves. The bottom line, what is the benefit of integral education? To make a person prepared for changes that he has to go through against his will. And that we'll feel that we're in this, that we're preparing humanity, or at least the nation of Israel, that it will be first, that we're preparing them for those changes that we've already gone into and nature won't let us. Let us go. We have blows ahead of us. Can you describe what these changes are? What does it mean to be prepared for changes? Prepared for changes meaning, how do I cancel these changes, or at least how do I sweeten them, weaken them, that I receive these changes from nature? How do we weaken or sweeten them? Only through connection. There's no other option. This is the only means. So integral education creates people that are connected between them, when the point of connection is to weaken or sweeten the blows coming from nature, yes, and that are still to come in the future, as it's written, that nature already prepared the blows for the future. This is what we need to show, that this is the goal of the method that we created. The goal of the method is to penetrate the nation with it, and in this we hope to provide the people with the method of correction, or let's call it escape from all those blows that are coming. So, Rav, we're actually talking about its resilience, a method of resilience. We think a person that studies this process, that we haven't defined the whole process, we just did the first chapter, he'll develop as an individual or as a group some kind of resilience to deal with different blows. Is it correct? Yes. Yes, in a way. Meaning, you actually want to start with smaller and more basic things and not those big things? If you get to those big things, then you start with politicians and universities, and then I bury myself. So this resilience that he develops, is it as an individual or as a group? Him in a group or both? I can't say as an individual, but we'll have to organize groups that will feel themselves how advanced they are and how they're getting a vaccine. So this method that we're talking about is going to vaccinate society. Yes, part of society. Part of society. And we're saying one of the things that you'll be able to verify is take this group, take a group that we put through, and they went through the crisis in a better way, or the crisis to come, I hope. The problem is that it's not so simple. I can't take a group of people from B'nai Baruch and show people, look, we went through the coronavirus without it harming anyone, etc. Guy, what are you doing? No, of course, even more so. Even if now we took a huge, we got a huge budget, one of the criteria is that a person can't be a student of B'nai Baruch, even connected to B'nai Baruch. We need to take people who are it's a completely different budget. We want to continue to get deeper in. I'll add to this. There's a problem. It is written to the big ones first. The blow starts with the good people first. So how will this work? Because the group will be stronger on one hand, and the blow that we'll get will be greater. We'll need to learn how to implement it properly. But there's a few problems. At the end of the day, the minuses will become pluses. This is one thing that Guy, correct me, people that go through this educational process, I'm not talking about B'nai Baruch, people that go through this process will develop a resilience as a group to deal with crises, yes. Any crisis? Any crisis. Social, financial, doesn't matter what, mental, doesn't matter. It's from one source, from a lack of matching nature. It will be revealed in all different forms. Our challenge at the moment, the way I see it, is to try to bring this down, what it means, in a measurable way, our not suiting nature. In widening our mind, I'm absorbing less blows. There's something that's missing. Why? Why? Through these insights you give me in the method, my life will change. What's the missing link here? You're in a society that absorbs these insights, whether you want it or not, you absorb them, you swallow them, and this influences the level of their ego, their willingness to connect. Therefore, they're no longer in opposition to nature like they were before they started studying. And therefore, of course, they will be more suitable to nature, and nature will behave differently toward them. So by being more connected to my group, I'll put the blows aside. By being more connected to my group, positive things start happening to me. Now, I'm also putting aside suiting the nature in general. How from me, the simple man, being connected to my group, do positive things start happening inside of me and outside of me? How does this happen? Because you, together in this group, try to reach matching with the general nature, the general force that organizes all these processes, animate, vegetative, inanimate, and also at the human level. So what does it mean practically? We need to match the general nature. We don't feel it. We don't feel it. Our feeling is only each of us inside himself. There needs to be a feeling that we're all considerate of one another, that we're one body. Meaning by this method is teaching me to be a more considerate person is one example. So I become more suited to the general nature by being considerate to others. And this being considerateness is showed through thoughts, acts. How is it implemented? Being considerate of others by feeling that we're all connected together. And I stop thinking badly about them? Of course, if you're dependent on them. Question. We'll sit in a class, a Chinese communist and an American capitalist. The process is the same. They need to come out the same? I don't care who's sitting in the class. I think, of course, they'll go through according to their preparation, each according to their method. They'll go through different changes, but at the end of the day, they're studying nature. Altogether, we're teaching them the science of nature. Nothing else. I'm not talking about myself, parties, what society did or formed or invented through thousands of years of development. I don't care. I'm talking how human society must be integral with general nature. And this is what's causing all the bad. And or it can bring all the good, because we cannot stop people's development and development of our society. Now it's up to us how we will develop, either in an individualist way or in an integral way. Altogether, in this, that's where the argument is. If we begin, like now, after Corona, we have a bit of a problem, how to develop, how to open businesses, all these things. This is precisely a place where we must start acting. Because it won't pass from today to tomorrow. How we continue to develop, as if we're developing, how we continue our businesses. And here we have a problem. If I understand correctly, actually humanity against nature. This is the problem. All of humanity as society against nature. What about human society inside itself, between people, the connection between them? What needs to be there? This is the implementation of the suiting to nature, that we need to bring human society to match general nature. I want to try to ask Rav about the direction of China and America, maybe address this in different terms. If I understand you correctly, you say we need to put the ego in something. We need to allow the ego to develop in some form. Today we have two social models. One is the capitalistic model. There could be others. As if more and more money will bring you more and more happiness. It's actually falling apart, that method. On the other hand, we have a depressing model that says we'll use power to pressure a person and force him to live in a society where he lives in a regime. Everything's limited. They decide everything for him. I understand that both are not functioning. They don't allow a person to exist. And now maybe it's time they're working on two different paths that are not leading anywhere. Maybe it's time to present a different path. I don't know. Based on logic, what we already acquired from our history, it can exist. The Americans want to control and the Chinese want to control. And the problem is Americans want to control through economy like they had, but they don't have it anymore. They handed over this power and economy to the Chinese. Now the Chinese want to be in control through their production. But in that also, they're discovering that they're dependent on everyone, everyone's dependent on them. So there's this negative integralness that we can't get away from. You understand? Americans are dependent on everyone, and everyone's dependent on American. Chinese are dependent on everyone, and everyone's dependent on China. We can't get away from that. But we have to understand that that won't succeed and that won't succeed because they want to control. And this control is by building a common business. But our ego will not allow us. So both forms of development can continue because they're opposite to nature. Their first goal is against nature. So with your permission, I want to connect this to the resilience we were talking about before. The American method does not provide a person with resilience. Doesn't matter how rich you are, or you sit at home locked in lockdown, you can't move, etc. On the other hand, the Chinese put everyone down, didn't allow people outside. Is it possible to connect our suggestion for the integral education to deal with future crises and resilience, something that these two methods do not provide? I don't understand these things exactly. I'm not seeing it the way you're talking. What resilience can they have? Resilience is against human nature that always wants to put him across from others, either as a country or an individual. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about economy or society. There's not that much distance between the Chinese and Americans. They both want to control things. So it's not an ideological thing. What ideology does China have? To sell more, profit as much as possible, and control more. Wasn't the same with America? Just Americans. Time went by, and they handed over the control to the Chinese. Now they have a problem. Rev, I want to clarify a point. In our research, we're not talking about resilience at the level of society of Americans, but there's a term called the mental resilience. The meaning is that at the level, my ability to get up from failures and disappointments, my ability to deal with obstacles in my path, my ability to take something negative and turn it into a positive. This is what they're talking about, at least in the research that we want to talk about in our language when we talk about resilience. There's a difference between that and mental resilience. And here's the question. Does our method, the integral education, develop a person with mental resilience? Yes, it does this by relying on integral nature. If it wasn't integral, then you would need a Nazi regime that would give the resilience. Meaning the fact that I'm implementing the method inside, internally, I will feel stronger. Not only stronger, you'll have what to rely on. You'll rely on nature. Nature's demanding from you to be integral. What do you mean practically to rely on nature? If you do integral acts, you'll be in identification with nature, then you're vaccinating yourself in this way. What is integral integration? That you build society in a way that it's uniform. Doesn't matter if it's Chinese or Americans, etc. So leave the Chinese and Americans. How do I, as a person, I want to take part in this process? How do I do an integral act? You learn from this education that you receive that each and every person who acts in nature and wants to bring himself to nature and then the society that he's in to an integral state, he matches himself to the general nature, and in this, he vaccinates himself from all the blows of nature. Because the blows of nature come only from a person being opposite to nature. When we think about how a person behaves who is not opposite to nature, how is it expressed? You said it's expressed in a feeling of being considerate. I feel I'm more concerned for the people around me. We said it's expressed in this emotional resilience. What else apart from considerateness? What is an integral person? What manages him? What thoughts, what calculations apart from consideration? Just the good of the collective society, nothing else. From love of creatures to love of God. We're trying to break this down. So let's say consideration is a certain perspective for looking at the whole. If I need to think of the whole, I need to be considerate of them. What else do I need to look at? Do I need to be able to put myself in his shoes, see how he feels? Do I need to compromise? Like we spoke, we need to take all this national assets that we have and know how to work with them. To provide everyone with food for their soul, really a necessity, and organize a society that will learn how to behave through mutual help in a mutual connection. If we don't create all these businesses, but only necessary businesses. So more volunteering, I'm using these concrete things because we can measure them. Of course, each and every person needs to understand that his help to others has to be expressed through practical things. Apart from him taking part in studies, lectures, workshops, talks, helping society, and apart from that, I don't know how to say it, where he can be beneficial, he tries. Will we be able to see a strengthening of the feeling of belonging to society, community, the country? Will we see those things develop? Yes, but we need to understand that he's taking part in these things not in order to look good in society, but because he has to feel that it's really for his own benefit, that this is how I'm vaccinating myself, my family. Meaning my contribution to the whole is actually these vaccination stocks I'm buying for the future. Yes. So we understood that there's a basic foundation, that mental resilience. The integral education increases our emotional resilience. That's very easy to explain. Yes. Is there an additional term that's relevant for mental resilience? Is a sense of well-being, of satisfaction, internal psychological satisfaction. Is this something we also increase? Of course. He's in these groups and studies where he feels how much these good things that he's trying to show everyone, how much it gives him, everyone treats him better. About mental resilience, it comes from my doing these integral acts in the group. I feel general protection on myself. Maybe it's even hard to describe. There's something around me protecting me. We need to learn inside these groups how much we need to understand what everyone's dealing with and how much we all support him. Let's say everyone needs to give a tip to Dudi that he writes such great articles, or to Oleg, what great articles he writes, to strengthen them, encourage them. I'm just making those up as an example. That this is how it must be between friends. It's very logical. The emotional resilience comes from me feeling that I have social support in my group. Yes. We only have another minute, and they're pressurizing that we conclude because you have other programs. Next Friday, we'll continue this verification. My thought is like this. If throughout this week we'll work on a model and we'll show you this is the method, do you think it will help you get out more things? Today we got a lot out, but we want to come with a model so you can say this yes, this no. I'll be very happy that you'll organize these things, and once in a while we'll advance more. Make a series of articles together, that this is how we'll be able to spread them and people will study this. They'll understand from all these articles what we're talking about. We ourselves don't even know how to speak clearly. Exactly. So one of the things we'll get in these articles, it's different than other articles, because here people say, okay, show me in a measurable way that what you're saying is correct. And that's what we're working on now, to verify with you first what to measure, how to measure, and there's many other phases afterwards. Just I want to conclude. We have a team. Just the opposite. I'm skeptical. As a researcher, I'm skeptical. I always come skeptical to a research. I want to have a clear thing to measure. And I'm running this. We'll get funding. I work with numbers. I want to show that the numbers talk. So look what Bala Sulam wrote. Does this work? Is it? Should we do this or not? At the beginning of those articles that Bala Sulam asks, and then he replies. Our goal is to bring numbers, to show that our numbers support what we're saying. I just want to say our friend from England, Chris Dawson, who's doing great work in gathering academic materials about our method, really every day. We have a document. He's really doing a doctorate summarizing these articles. He couldn't connect here because of the translation, but he's doing very important work that's being done. And we'll reach our goal when we have a document that will be able to reach any organization and say to them, you should fund this. We have a method that's logical for every person. Thank you, and all the best. Shabbat Shalom. And we'll see you in the lesson soon. Thank you. All the best. Bye.